Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
There is mass revolt in the Department of Justice, specifically the Civil Rights Division that investigates Americans from law enforcement and the power of the state. Mass resignations are currently occurring because Donald Trump and his administration have intentionally spiked the investigation into the murder of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, Minnesota, less than a week ago. Of course, this story swept the nation, and I actually think the protests wouldn't have gotten so large if the administration didn't come out and lie to everybody's eyes. Like, if the administration came out and said, listen, we are investigating this, we are going to hold everybody accountable and make sure we see this through, then I think people would have been more comforted. But no, of course not. That is a different reality. That is an old reality, maybe under Obama, maybe under Biden. But under Trump, it turns into this escalatory clown show where they spike an investigation while Donald Trump is currently melting the F out on Truth Social, genuinely saying that the great people of Minnesota will face a day of reckoning and retribution. I mean, we'll get there. But first, I just want to break down what's happening with the mass leadership resignations, because this is massive. This is unprecedented. This is not normal whatsoever. This is not routine. This is a sign of institutions in revolt against a leader who wants to grab power. This is best described as a coordinated institutional revolt coming from experienced civil rights division leaders who now want to protect the safety of the American people. They've been working at the civil rights division for decades. They know when something's very, very wrong, and they are saying right now something is very, very wrong. It's important to note there have been two investigations spiked down, two separate investigations. So we've reported heavily on the FBI stopping local Minnesota investigators from performing their investigation, even though they were the first responders, even though they had a lot of evidence. But there's also now this: four top leaders at the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division resigning in coordination after the department refused to investigate the fatal shooting of Renee Nicole Good. These are not junior staffers. These are people whose job, again, for decades, has been to investigate police killings and determine whether the deadly force was proportionate and lawful. After decades of doing crucial work to make sure the power of the state is not being abused and weaponized against American citizens, after decades of protecting American citizens, the top leaders are walking away out of protest because they no longer can investigate when the power of the state is likely being abused. That's why we have this article that reads, "Top DOJ officials quit after their division refused to probe Minnesota ICE shooting." It's interesting because over and over and over, federal agents are now hurting the job and the efficacy of local law enforcement. Really quickly, the New York Times just interviewed Brian O'Hara. This is the police chief of Minneapolis. This isn't some woke liberal paid agitator. They can't even slander him with anything. This is the police chief of Minneapolis. He's been discussing how ICE isn't fighting crime, but is in fact causing more problems in the community. So just to back up, ICE is going into communities, committing more crimes, causing more chaos, then investigations into these crimes are being spiked by leaders at the very top of the DOJ and also at the very top of the FBI. This is exactly why the Civil Rights Division exists, because now the president is weaponizing the state against the American people. He's weaponizing it against the press, against college universities. But there's one variable they did not consider, and that was us. If you want to keep up to date with the breaking news and help us push back against these MAGA lies, all you have to do is drop a like below, hit subscribe. It's entirely free, and it helps boost the message. Thank you all. So Brian O'Hara, the police chief of Minneapolis, says, quote, "So we've just gotten a pretty dramatic increase in 911 calls from people in the community related to a lot of the street enforcement that's happening." So already from that quote, you can tell if there's a massive surge in 911 calls, it's likely straining operators, straining their resources, and hurting the community when other crimes happen. So this says, and I mean, it's everything from people being arrested, their cars are being left in the roadway, sometimes blocking the street, and at least one case left when it wasn't even placed in park and just rolled down the road. New York Times says, wait. So ICE officials are taking someone out of their car, arresting them, and their car is not even in park. O'Hara says, we had that happen. We had another time when there was a dog in the car and they just left the dog in the car. New York Times says, wow. O'Hara says, I mean, even this morning, we've gotten calls for individuals who were pepper sprayed by ICE. There's just a variety of calls for service that we then have to manage, and it's a triage that were not happening before. This is quite literally making Americans less safe. You are recruiting ideological far-right extremists to come into ICE with low training, low standards, and masks to embolden themselves, and then you're surprised... Not Brian O'Hara, I'm talking to MAGA now. MAGA is surprised when the community is less safe and more rattled. Here is AOC pointing out the difference between her and J.D. Vance very succinctly.
What are your thoughts about what J.D. Vance was saying last week about how Renee Good was a victim of her own ideology?
J.D. Vance believes fundamentally that what happened to Renee Good is acceptable and what should be okay in America every day. And so as far as what a person like that believes, you have to start right there with the person that you're dealing with.
Very well said. As you can imagine, I'm a huge fan of AOC's just direct, concise communication style. So many Democrats are either not concise enough, or they ramble on, or they just miss the point, or they try to poke holes in the wrong area, but she just gets right to it, slices through the bullshit. That's what I try to do as well. So I love hearing AOC rip the MAGA BS. And now we move on to Donald Trump. The president of the United States came out, and guess what? Did he de-escalate the situation like a steady-handed leader who has a nice, solid moral compass? Of course not. You guys are probably all laughing, rolling your eyes that I even said that. Donald Trump comes out like a frothing at the mouth, rabid dog who has rabies, and says that Minnesota is going to get a day of reckoning and retribution. He spreads QAnon conspiracy theories in his posts. This should not be normalized. There's something very eerie about the fact that it's almost normal in the country now. I mean, it's not normal, but it's becoming normalized for the president of the United States to be just ripping QAnon conspiracies on his posts all the time. And when I try to explain it to any of my friends who aren't really involved in politics, it's just too overwhelming for them to even understand or care, which is one of the tactics of authoritarians. Like if I'm talking to my friend who genuinely is just busting his ass all day at work, and I'm like, hey, did you see Trump's 18th post about QAnon conspiracy theories today? He's like, dude, I don't have time for this. But I think it's scary that it's being normalized. That's why we're here, to continue making sure that we're all on the same page. This is wild shit. Trump jumps in, and let's see how long it takes for him to use the most apocalyptic, scary rhetoric possible. He says, do the people of Minnesota really want to live in a community in which there are thousands of convicted murderers, drug dealers, addicts, rapists, violent, released, escaped prisoners, dangerous criminals, and foreign mental institutions? Up, there we go. He's already fear-mongering, using apocalyptic rhetoric. Minneapolis, I mean, I'm sure every big city, every big hub has some problems with crime that need to be taken care of, but Minneapolis is a largely very nice city. The idea that it's overrun with escaped prisoners, dude, you're the president. Can you ever just de-escalate? He then says, all the patriots from ICE want to do is remove them from your neighborhood. That's not all they want to do. Listen, if all ICE wanted to do was remove criminals who are here illegally and have like hurt mothers and done crazy shit, then sure, you can target those people surgically, but they are targeting grandmas. They are targeting U.S. citizens. They are targeting old men who are trying to get to work on public transportation, and that is not what America is about. That is not what I am for. Listen, I can meet Republicans in the middle as well. If they want to take criminal thugs off of the street, that's fine, but I just ask that that includes criminal thugs with a badge and a gun. Of course, not every officer, not every ICE officer, most of them and almost all of them, but I'm just saying, if something happens like Renee Nicole Good's murder, Jonathan Ross needs to be held accountable the same way you hold the average abuela, the average grandma accountable, right? How come there is such a differentiation in standards here? Then this gets even crazier. He says, every place we go, crime comes down. In Chicago, despite a weak and incompetent governor, a big improvement was made. Chicago crime rates have been dropping for 4 to 5 years, but crime is still a problem. Trump surging ICE and National Guard so they could sleep in sleeping bags for 3 weeks and use our taxpayer dollars did not help the situation. Then at the bottom is highlighted, Minnesota Democrats love the unrest that anarchists and professional agitators are causing because it gets the spotlight off the $19 billion that was stolen. Fear not, great people of Minnesota, the day of reckoning and retribution is coming. What insane, unhinged rhetoric. Why is the president always speaking like this? And as he's saying this, he is still terrorizing Minnesota. So around 1,000 more immigration officers are headed to Minneapolis, sources say, as tensions flare. Donald Trump has surged more and more troops into Minneapolis. There are even reports that they now outnumber local law enforcement, which further erodes the local community's trust in law enforcement, which isn't perfect. Law enforcement is also riddled with problems, of course. But the police chief was saying they've done so much work to rebuild trust in a post-George Floyd murder era, because that happened in Minneapolis too. And as they're working to rebuild this trust year by year, ICE comes in and just nukes it by wearing police badges and confusing everyone. Bernie Sanders says ICE, Trump's domestic army, is now attempting to occupy Minneapolis. Let's be clear. This is a Trump authoritarian power grab, an open attempt to suppress dissent and heighten conflict after ICE shot and killed a mother of three in broad daylight. Very well and succinctly said from Bernie Sanders. And now I'm going to mute these videos because they're very loud and people are screaming, but I'm going to play multiple videos of people being terrorized by ICE agents. I see on the right, I can't tell if they have a mask and a beanie on. I can't tell if this is like an older grandma or maybe like a younger college student, but it looks like somebody with a smaller frame, very clearly somebody with a tinier frame who's a little bit shorter, surrounded by like 30 ICE agents, right? And the ICE agent, it's kind of blurry, decides to pull out their pistol and put it in the face of this woman. Have you ever heard of the use of force continuum where you have to try to de-escalate or match their escalation? You don't just unilaterally escalate. These are under-trained, reckless agents, and every American should be able to recognize that. Another video of someone, an American citizen, getting ripped out of their car, pinned to the ground in the ICE by multiple agents. Again, I'm going to mute it because there's a lot of both. It's like a combination of whistleblowing plus horn honking plus stuff being screamed. So it's just not, it's not going to come out of your speaker very well. But he's being pinned to the ground here. We have more. Minneapolis is under regime occupation. 3,000 regime forces are terrorizing the city, raiding homes now, breaking down doors. So they can break down doors, bust open car windows, drag you out of your home or your car. If they shoot you, the vice president will say they have complete immunity. No, absolute immunity is what he says, which is even more. And now there's a big worry here. The reporting says, and I hate to report this, it makes me very angry, but this is what the reporting says. Criminal charges against the ICE agent who shot Renee Nicole Good are looking increasingly unlikely due to the way the administration is covering this up, due to the way the admin at the FBI is blocking local investigators from accessing evidence, and the DOJ is blocking a Civil Rights Division investigation. They are looking increasingly unlikely, but something I will say is charges against Derek Chauvin, who murdered George Floyd, were looking unlikely for a while until public pressure, peaceful public pressure, continued and continued. Then Derek Chauvin was held accountable. So we just have to continue to push, continue to use the tools at our disposal. For example, Kristi Noem impeachment is now moving forward with Democratic lawmakers. That is absolutely beautiful to see. Democrats are launching a probe on whether January 6th Capitol rioters are now in ICE. That's it's obviously a disturbing thought, but that's nice to see Democrats launching this probe. And to loop back around, top DOJ officials just quit after their division refused to probe the Minnesota ICE shooting. This part is crazy. At least four leaders of a Justice Department unit that investigates police killings have resigned in protest over the administration's handling of a fatal shooting of a motorist in Minneapolis by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer, according to three people briefed on these departures. Top leaders of the criminal section of the Civil Rights Division have left their jobs to register their frustration with the department after the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon, decided not to investigate the ICE officer's fatal shooting. The criminal section of the division would normally investigated any fatal shooting to see if there was any abuse or improper use of force by law enforcement. The departures, including that of the chief of the section, as well as the principal deputy chief, and acting deputy chief, represent the most significant mass resignation at the Justice Department since February. At that time, five leaders and supervisors of the department's public integrity section, which investigates public officials for corruption, resigned rather than comply with an appointee of President Trump's orders to dismiss the bribery case of Eric Adams. Mass resignations to reject this regime's authoritarian, corrupt overreach. That is what you are seeing. We need to be clear about it. If you want to help boost the message, drop a like. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.